This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, here's a question for you. How would you like to buy lottery tickets online? Governor Snyder thinks you would. His administration's asking for more than $3 million to launch an online lottery in Michigan. But the plan has foes in both the State House and Senate. They're maneuvering to block online lottery ticket sales. So let's find out more as we check in with Dave Eggert, the Lansing reporter for the Associated Press. Welcome back to Stateside, Dave.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. So break it down for us. What is this debate about?
You know, this all starts with the U.S. Justice Department about 16, 17 months ago issued an opinion that kind of cleared the way for states to look at online gambling, online lotteries. You know, up until then, it had kind of been off limits. There had been some murky legal questions about it. So Michigan, like other states, has kind of been exploring its options. And, you know, the Michigan Lottery website, I think, is the most visited state website, state government website by far. You know, and I think a lottery officials who are charged with trying to maximize profits, the profits from the lottery go to public schools in Michigan. You know, they see this as kind of the next frontier for them to make more money.
So what are the concerns about online lottery sales? It would certainly seem like it would be a good thing to make lottery sales easier, make more money. So what are the concerns?
Well, there's some Republicans in the legislature that are they're concerned because the main way it's all still being worked out as to how exactly it would work. But the assumption is, you know, you would since it's on the internet, you'd pay by credit card, and the concern there is just gambling addiction and other issues.
Are we hearing from store owners who are retailers who are not thrilled about people not being coming into their stores to buy tickets?
Yeah, there is some concern there. I think some of the traditional brick-and-mortar businesses are worried. Maybe this would suck business away from them. The lottery is trying to assure lawmakers that they've done some studies looking at what's happened in a few other states, and really you just get more sales, and it's not taken away from, you know, your local convenience store or gas station. But I think there's still some skepticism there.
And that's what I was actually wondering how it's worked in other states with internet lottery sales. Is it working well? And
yeah, there's only, from what I can tell, there's only been, I think, two states that have actually done it so far. I think it's Illinois and Georgia. And some of the lawmakers say that in Illinois, the kind of anticipated profits weren't as high as expected. But it's still pretty early on, and I think, you know, as they get kinks worked out, it is a potential for extra revenue. I think Michigan's looking, you know, not a lot of additional revenue right in the first year, but over the first 4 years, they're saying they could get another $100 million+ for the school system.
So what should we watch for next, Dave, both for lottery players who might want to see this happen and for the critics who don't want to see it happen?
Well, there's a couple different avenues in the legislature right now. Like you said, the governor has asked for more than $3 million, essentially, for extra staff to help run the lottery. And the administration's also on a path where they're seeking a private vendor to kind of come in and help them set up this internet lottery system. It's called iLottery. And what's happening so far is one chamber seems okay with the idea, and the other chamber does not. So we're kind of looking to see what happens in the budget process in May. And there's also some bills out there that would just outright prohibit the lottery from going down this road. Some lawmakers are worried that the lottery, you know, has a big enough budget that it could still proceed with this contract, which they're hoping to finish up by early next year. So you're not going to, as a lottery player out there, you probably wouldn't be able to start using this system until 2014 at the earliest.
We appreciate the update on the possibility of the iLottery, your internet lottery, possibly available in Michigan. Checking in with Dave Eggert, the Lansing reporter for the Associated Press. Thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you.